Lori.
Hi. Okay. I guess my Riverside says it's still uploading our previous thing.
Oh, so is mine from the ad. We did the ad. Okay. My thing's, but it's still recording.
Oh, I see. All right. I found it.
It's going to do it all.
Yes. I didn't know I had a sec. I was talking into a void. But that's this podcast frequently anyway, so.
I think you just defined podcasting. But the void, I met so many people that were fans of the show in Ann Arbor this weekend. So
really?
They're on board.
Cool.
Yep.
We have a little fan base there.
In Michigan, people love us in Michigan. So people are driving in from Detroit.
That's nice. Well, you know, 9 years of podcasting and we have a little crew in Ann Arbor. So to me, it was worth it.
Well, just think, 19 years of doing the Dork Forest and I can get 82 people to come and see me in London. So
hey, that's bad.
It's all right.
That is not bad. You've never performed there. They don't know who the fuck you are. That's really good.
Yeah. You know? Right. Mm-hmm. I have performed in London, but not since 1989. And I went to the open mic in Leicester Square. So,
well, you know what, Jackie, then those numbers are unacceptable.
Right. I never know which way you're going to go. So this week is your birthday and next week is my birthday.
Right. Yep. Where are you going to be? Tell me, when do you leave? Tell me the whole schedule.
Well, I leave tomorrow, which we're doing this on Sunday because I leave and who knows? Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to bring my laptop. I'm just going to bring
detach.
My phone. It'll be plenty. And so we're going to fly tomorrow Monday, but we won't get there till Tuesday because we fly to Salt Lake and then Salt Lake to Heathrow. And
so, Delta? Yeah.
Delta.
And are you flying business or what's happening?
No, Delta Comfort. So not Maine and not first class. They don't have a business. They don't have, it doesn't.
Does Delta Comfort have lay downs?
No. Today, I got bumped up today coming back from Detroit. Mm-hmm. But again, like I flew there on Friday and it was a 6 a.m. flight. So I had to get there at 4:30.
Horrible.
And
why, Jackie? Why?
Well, because I had a show that night, Friday, and I had to rent a car and get to the
Thursday night. Go.
Okay. Friday night. There was no. Yeah, there was three
I'm
shows.
Saying.
One Friday. Yeah. Oh, show up a day early.
Yeah. Just leave Thursday night, so you're not waking up at four in the morning.
I often do. This one, it didn't work out. It didn't work out for that. But and then coming back was the same. 6:30 flight, had to be there at 4:00. So,
oh my God.
I know. But here's the thing is if I'm, and I took a 3 hour nap this afternoon. So I feel pretty much better. But I think that when I think I'll be tired enough that I can sleep on the flight tomorrow. Which will be great.
Probably. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that
maybe,
can't, that
is
can't
there
hurt.
Any chance Delta would bump you up as a long time?
Maybe.
Diamond.
I got bumped when I used the companion pass with Carmen a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But this one I did, it was Money and Miles. Money and Miles, by the way, this is, for us to go has been incredibly cheap using the Money and Miles. Hilton and, though I did ping Tiff Stevenson and I was like, promise me that a Hilton in London and in Scotland will have air conditioning. Even if it's a castle. And she wrote me back. She's like, yes, there will be air con. By the way, the slang for air conditioning in England, not AC, air con.
Okay.
So
all right.
Make a note. There you go. And anyway, so going to fly to Salt Lake and then going to fly to Heathrow. And then Andy's a big fan of staying up as long as possible. So we're going to do... You know, we're going to go to the hotel and drop the luggage off. He also wants us to take one piece of luggage for 10 days for the two of us.
So are you filing for divorce now or when you return?
I was like, so then we just buy luggage when I run out of clothes. And then I also buy clothes.
Are you staying? How many places are you moving to? Is this so because you're moving
three.
A lot? Okay.
Yeah.
But
three
still,
places. We're going to do laundry.
You could each. Where are you doing laundry? Do you know yet?
Well, no, but I do know that there is always laundry, and if there isn't laundry, you can send it out, and it's sometimes very expensive. But
I'm saying, people, what I noticed in Ireland is everyone has a washer dryer in their apartment. They don't allow what we allow here is people to have a home without a washer dryer in it. So they hardly had any laundromats, which shocked me.
Right.
We had to go way out of our way, like waste one of our vacation days. It was an adventure to find a laundromat. So I don't know if England is the same way, I'm assuming, but I would double check before you assume you can easily do laundry.
Right. Well, I don't know if the die is already cast, but whatever's going to happen. I have at least a pair of, I have a nice outfit, like the poor child that I am, that I have one dress outfit for the show on the 23rd in London. So we're going to so Tuesday we're going to get to London. Wednesday we're going to go to Manchester and Sheffield for a couple of days. Okay. And then we're going to go to Edinburgh, and then we're going to come back to London. And so I will be, I think, in Scotland for my birthday, and then coming back, going to have a high tea with Roisin Conaty and Tiff Stevenson and Alice Fraser on the 22nd. And then we're going to go see a live action version of My Neighbor Totoro, which I'm told is puppets.
Okay.
I'm really, really looking forward to that. That sounds really cool.
That seems like something you would look forward to. I agree that entertainment aligns with your values.
It does. It does. Oh, my God. I have a new nerd joke that's working very well. And it's fitting into my pacifism bit. So I'm pretty psyched about it. You picked up some work this weekend that was unforeseen.
Well, yeah, but okay. I guess we're no longer talking about England.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to go. I haven't been in decades. So... Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know.
Are you having high tea at Harrods?
No, no. Oh. Alice said that there was a place that she likes.
Okay.
So
does she live there now?
Off and on. And they're all going to go up to, I don't think Roisin is, but Tiff and Alice are doing Edinburgh. So they're going up to do the festival, Ed Fringe.
Fun.
We're going to be there the week before or the 2 weeks before, which I think is shrewd because it's already going to be touristy. It's July. So, but I'm looking forward to it. I travel so much that traveling for holiday doesn't sound right, but I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it'll be great. I did pick up a weekend, July 25th and 26th. I will be in Las Vegas at Wise Guys. They have a club that's not on the strip. I guess it's in the arts section of Las Vegas. I remember Maren talking about it, and he really liked it. So
it's great. I just opened for Maria there, but it's normal crowds.
Oh, that's exciting. Somebody canceled. I don't know what happened, but I'll take your scraps, you fucking canceling comics. Okay.
Somebody might have died. Somebody might have got a big job. You can't tell.
Exactly.
You don't know.
I don't know. I just know I have a weekend, and so that's kind of cool. It's the kicks off 2 weeks of hiatus. So that's what that is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when you put it in the text chat, I thought that you went this weekend. That's why I wanted to hear about it.
Okay.
But no, you just got a weekend that's going to be at the end of July. That's awesome.
Okay. Last weekend in July. If you are in Vegas, I don't know. You know, it's weird. I've been reading the tariffs of really Las Vegas because of tourism and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah.
They're having high unemployment rates.
Yeah, nobody wants to come to the United States for their holiday and go to Vegas.
Right.
Yeah. So I heard it was down something like 40%.
Holy
wasn't great.
Shit.
But you're going to want a second source. This source right here is hearsay. So you're going to want to look into that.
If you're trying to save money, I'm your budget act for that weekend. Okay.
Right.
You know what? These residencies by these divas, who can afford these tickets anymore? Not me. I don't know who's there. Celine,
right.
Lady Gaga, Jennifer Hudson. I don't know who's
Barry
doing
Manilow.
What, but I'm just saying, yeah. It's going to cost a lot more than Lori Kilmartin.
That's right. And it's a lot of locals though. That's kind of the cool thing is that, it's off the strip and it's not off the, remember that one weird off the strip that was right next to the, you won't place it like this. It was in like one of the townie casinos and there was a club in a townie casino that was off the strip and right next to it was one of the greatest Korean restaurants I had ever been to.
Oh, really?
And yeah, it was really good. I ate there 6 days out of the 7 I was there. And the great thing about Wise Guys, just a weekend.
Yeah, it's just
not a 7 day thing.
Mm-hmm. 4 shows. I'm in, I'm out. Yeah.
That's it.
Pretty
excited. Makes perfect sense. Yeah. Will you drive?
No, because first of all, I don't want to drive in this heat to the desert in my car. Like,
oh,
I need my car.
Makes sense.
I feel like it would collapse. And also, my son has his driving test that morning at 10 a.m. So I'm just going to be there for that and then fly out.
Okay.
And if he passes, then he can have the car the whole weekend.
Right.
And that's when the partying begins.
Right. Then you'll find out how it goes and it'll be fine. That's cool. Ann Arbor, Roger Feeney, who has been
ill. How's he doing?
He was golfing on Friday, but he was out of energy and could not come and hang.
Okay.
But, Elisa, the manager there, she's been there like 3 or 4 years, and I recognized her. Guess who I didn't recognize? The owner of the club.
Roger.
Roger's the booker, and
I thought he owned it.
No, Claudia owns it.
Oh, okay.
And I think it was Claudia and her husband originally. It's been 30 years, and I see Claudia, and Claudia is very quiet. She doesn't talk a lot, so we were in the elevator together, and I just kept staring at her. I was like, what is your name? And she said, Claudia. And I said, and I'm getting a bad feeling. And I go, are you a comic? And she goes, nope. And I said, are you the owner? And she said, I sure am. And I said, well, it's great to see you again, Claudia. That's every 30 years. And, but she was super nice and everybody was nice and the staff seems happy, which is always a good sign. And
how were the numbers? I know Michigan is hard to fill, especially because there's no college kids in town. That's a real challenging weekend as far as I'm concerned.
It was just 3 shows and they were never sold out, but mostly either half or more than half. So it was like second show Saturday was half. Friday was a little over half. Saturday was almost full.
Oh, cool.
For show. And I had asked if my buddy Robert Jenkins could do a guest set, but just first show Saturday. And because he had to drive from Lansing, I forget where. Sorry, Robert. I can't remember the name of the town you live in. But I always think of him as Detroit. And then T-Barb, who is a Detroit comic, is like, he's not a Detroit comic. He is. And then she says, whatever town he lives in. And but because of that, Roger didn't put out any other guest sets. So the shows were tight, which is great. Mm-hmm. And Friday show was a little punchy because I had gotten up at 4 in the morning and I didn't get to sleep a bunch. And but Saturday first show was perfect. The new stuff, all that sibling stuff is I put it in the perfect like hammock in the middle of my act so that nobody knew how new it was. It still needs a bunch of punchlines, but it worked pretty good. Second show was good. But Robert did. So it was the MC was a guy named Kevin, and then Robert Jenkins, and then Nick, whose last name I forget. But Robert and Nick are both lawyers for in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Robert Jenkins is a federal lawyer, and Nick used to be a criminal defense lawyer, got burned out, and now he's wills and trusts. But they were both very smart, and Robert Jenkins did this great bit about how he's like, women are, you guys are having secret meetings, I hope, right, to take over, because we're going to need that. We're going to need women to, and then there was this, the audience, because it was better than that, but the audience kind of paused. He was like, oh, do you think I'm just saying that to get women to like me? I don't have to do that. I look like this. which is, because he is very tall and he's mm-hmm. a very handsome man. So, mm-hmm. so whatever. But it was good shows and it was good hang. And I went to Zingerman's and had lunch on the Friday and then had an early dinner with Robert and Pat Siebert. Siebert, I think it's Siebert. You know him? He's another Michigan guy. Uh-huh. But we had dinner and then went to the gig. And then some woman I went to college with came to the show Saturday, first show. And I haven't seen her in 30 years since I went to her wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is she still married?
Yep. They. Oh. She came with her husband. And they are indelibly in my mind because they both had different last names mm-hmm. that they abandoned and picked a new name.
did they make up a name or just grab Jackson or something?
They made up a name and they're still psyched about it.
That really throws off the ancestry stuff.
.com look.
It's difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard.
That would drive me nuts. I'm going to be honest.
Actually, maybe she's hiding. Maybe she doesn't want to know her third cousins.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
And very possible.
Jackie, I was at the urgent care yesterday because I got bit by a spider a couple days ago. And then I think another spider or the same one returned to my forearm. And then I woke up and it was really puffy and red. And I was like, I thought maybe I should just wait and see what happens. But then I'm like, oh, this could be one of those quick acting where my arm gets cut off the next day or something. So I went to urgent care and they gave me antibiotics.
There were no lines coming out of it, were there?
Not line, no stripes. I Googled that. It was just red, but it happened so quickly. It was sort of startling because it for 2 days, it was super itchy. And
Yeah, the box office guy at Ann Arbor had lines coming. His finger got bit by a German Shepherd, and there were lines on his hands. And he was going to wait, and everybody said, lines are coming out of the wound of your hand. That means poisoning. That means infection.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, that means. And so he went, and somebody stopped to help him, and the guy was a doctor, and he said, and it immediately lines just started going, and he goes, should I go to urgent care? And the doctor goes, no, just the doctor on the street, the guy who stopped to help him, he was a doctor, and he said, no, go to the ER, because otherwise you'll have to amputate your hand. And and they said at the ER that if he had waited a day, even a day, they would have had to amputate his hand and any longer his whole arm. So,
yep. Holy shit, Jackie.
Yeah, you gotta.
He just confirmed it was a good decision for me to miss my swim workout to go to the ER. I mean, to the urgent care.
Oh my gosh, that was what happened right above Ann Arbor. It's been, first of all, Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase has been under construction for, it feels like, decades. It is no longer under construction. And so, but there is at least three ice cream places above it. And so I went to get an ice cream because I'm the shake comic now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I go up to get, and it is a the fanciest shake store in the world, and they have Dubai chocolate that they were so psyched about. And I don't, have you heard about Dubai chocolate?
I just drove by somebody today that was selling Dubai chocolate something on the street.
It's like $15 to $30. It's dumb. Dubai, that's not where chocolate's from.
And I mean, they don't grow chocolate in the desert, Jackie?
No, no, they don't. Not in the mall. So on stage, I was trying to explain what I know about Dubai, and I lied just in a riff, just riffing. I said that I had been to Dubai, and I finally knew why, like, because it felt like if I had said it two more times, I would have believed myself, and then I would have been Steve Ranazzisi, hero of 9/11.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I have been to Dubai. Very quickly, yes. On my way to Qatar, we flew to Dubai. Yeah. When I was doing that.
Did you just airport or?
Yeah, just airport. It wasn't a long stay. I didn't really get to soak it all in.
No, I remember it was a couple of years ago. The woman who books Dubai, it pays so poorly. She was like,
it's insulting. Yeah. Like,
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was coach.
Not only, yeah, coach and shit money. What's the upside? Saying I worked in Dubai when clearly you can just lie about it on stage with no impunity whatsoever.
Right, right.
Or with impunity. Did I use that incorrectly? Probably. I'll look it up later, Jackie.
Later. It'll all work out. Are you going up this week? What do you got this week?
A little bit. My son is we went to the Apple store today. He has made some TikTok money.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but
TikTok as well as YouTube?
Yes. So his whole money making or bank account having career, he's basically just bought Slurpees at 7-Eleven, right? Or something. Right. It's just like, it's under $10. So we went to the Apple store today at the Americana. And he wants to get a MacBook for college, like, and get it himself, right? And so the bank denied him when he was trying to buy it because it was a fraud alert.
And it was too big.
He's with a small bank. There's no one to talk to today, so we'll fix it tomorrow. But he's pretty excited to get
purchase his first
MacBook
big
Pro. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's,
But yeah, so let's see this week. I don't know. Right now I just have, one thing on the Friday and one thing on Saturday. And, I don't have any information about the gigs except the first name and what platform they messaged me. Yes. But they are in Los Angeles and, I'll
couple
be
of LA gigs on
retweeting
the weekend.
Them. Yes.
Sure. Good news. And I'm looking forward to getting out of the country for just a hot sec.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We'll see what it's like.
I have had a couple tweets go viral recently. One of them was like, just like very sarcastically, I can't believe podcasting didn't prepare a Dan Bongino for running the FBI or something like that. And the replies, it's all blue checks. It's all either bots or mega bots or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was just like ridiculous. And when I'm reading replies to other tweets, it's so much of that now. I mean, that site has just gotten worse and worse. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Threads has... So when you go on to Threads, it pops up on the tab that's for you, not the tab that is following.
Right.
So that's it doesn't X pop does. Up to the people I'm following. And so I have been responding to people on the for you side because it's mostly fun for me to watch Dave Hill and Steve Hofstetter and Chris Titus respond to the for you side with just them going, so's your mom or whatever, just some very mature response. And so I have taken like, I will go back and make sure that it's how big of a bot it is. Or if it's just a dum-dum. And then I will call them dumb or mean. And the threads will pop up and say, did you want to rephrase this? And I was like, no, No, you were the one who put me in the For You tab.
Yes.
I don't want to rephrase it. That's on you.
You created this monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah. Did you see that? Maria went to the 1,000 people training. Karen Bass spoke.
Oh, nice.
And in the convention center. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was how to peacefully be a good meat shield and like protest and stuff.
Yeah.
And Karen Bass spoke, and it was actually very inspirational. And yeah. And so she told me today that she went and was just a witness for an hour or so over at the Home Depot by where she's staying.
Yeah.
This morning at like 9 a.m.
She's still not at her house.
No.
Fuck. I mean, I forgot that she's still isn't in her house. Holy shit.
No, she's in Highland. She's in Highland Park.
Has she been in the same place the entire time, or has she been moving around?
Twice. Has had to move twice. So, but I think, I don't think that the house is salvageable, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's too much. There's asbestos and all these things. They're like, they might have to, you know, sort of bring it back down to studs and build it. So I don't know what they're going to do.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You guys remember 7 months ago, there was giant fires. So
I know.
Everything has been very quick, very quick. So
there was
a fire today on Runyon. I checked watch duty.
Oh, and I still have my watch duty app. It didn't notify me. It wants me to die. But that's very stressful to not be at your house and to, I don't know. That's just a lot of
added
shit. I think
she's liking it because she's back in Highland Park.
Oh, okay.
Which is where they used to live, and it's super walkable. And she has all of her friends are there. So
all right.
She's going to the glasses place, and she's going to her coffee shop, and she's going, you know.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I won't comment anymore. I guess I'm saying.
And I think she's got a pool.
Very stressful for me.
Yes.
But yes. Oh, she has a pool and she enjoys it.
Yes. It's I think she has to move into a new place in a couple of weeks. Oh. But the insurance company's covering it, to my knowledge.
Okay.
So
the pool right now, oh, it's so nice. Did I tell you this last time? There's this distractingly attractive Russian guy or Ukrainian. Russian and Ukrainian use a lot of the same words. Like my ex-boyfriend was Ukrainian, but he spoke Russian. So I can't tell the difference between them. But I know a lot of Ukrainians are here in Los Angeles as refugees. So I'm guessing he's Ukrainian, but he's teaching kids to swim that are, handicapped, right? So he's just in a lane with them. And it's like, it's hitting me on every level, Jackie.
Right. He sounds like a very nice man. Super handsome.
I mean, there was this look in the 80s of the Swedish, and I'm not usually into blonde men, but something about the Swedish male swimmers, they were, they weren't like overly pumped. It was all swim muscles. Like it was the kind of those long muscles. It wasn't like super cut. It
was just lean.
Like long swim muscles and those little tiny eyes they had, you know, Swedes. And this is a generalization, but they have very small, very tiny.
If you could please say long swim muscles again, that's important.
Long
to me.
Muscles, tiny eyes, because they came out with these goggles that would fit around their small eyes and they had no padding on them. And I tried them and I almost blinded myself. And I'm like, all right, this is for a different kind of face. But this guy looks like those old school Swedes. And I'm like, I got to focus on my workout here. This is ridiculous. But Jackie, guess what? I still got it down there. It still gets excited by things.
Right.
That's
still
always
alive.
Good to know.
You still got it. You're still alive. Your parts. What about, I don't know what I was going to say anymore. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Love it.
Are you a celebrity?
Are you searching for meaning, connection, and a little levity these days? Hi, I'm Kumail Nanjiani, actor, writer, and yes, a celebrity too. And I've got four words for you. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Are you tired of junkets, red carpets, sick of the endless spicy snacks you have to eat? Do you want to connect with someone who gets your work and laugh with you a little? Join me, Andre 3000, Tom Hanks, Tina Fey, and many more and become a guest on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne from NPR and Maximum Fun.
This episode of the Jackie and Laurie Show is supported in part by Falmouth University's Comedy Writing MA, the only dedicated comedy writing master's on the market.
Students learn from an award-winning TV and audio comedy producer how to write sketches, sitcoms, and comedy dramas, developing a body of work for multiple platforms, including television, audio, and online. Students leave the course with a portfolio of scripts, treatments, and responses to professional briefs and connections to the industry through the professional backgrounds of the academic team, guest masterclasses, and optional in-person events.
Tap into Falmouth's pioneering creative community at a time and place that works for you.
Start your studies in January, May, or September with part-time studies that fit into your schedule wherever you are in the world. So women who have graduated from the course have gone on to have the following successes: multiple awards from the Female Pilot Club, winner of Cornwall Comedian of the Year, and a commission to write a comedy puppet show for Legoland. So search Falmouth online for more information. That's Falmouth. Falmouth is spelled F-A-L-M-O-U-T-H. I believe in all of you. Go forth. Let's do comic of the week.
Okay.
Old friend. Yeah,
right.
Or a friend we've had for a long time.
So I just saw her today. Today I went to Becky Pettigo, who are
right.
a great comedy friend of ours who passed away.
So fucking funny.
About 2 months ago, from breast cancer, and so there was a memorial for her at the Improv, and
wow,
it was just really. A lot of nice comics showed up and cool people showed up. And one of them was Jill Turnbow, our comic of the week. Jill was like, you too. She was like a little bit ahead of us, right? And so like she would be featuring when we were emceeing and headlining when we were featuring, right? But never worked with her. Just, it was one of those things in the 80s and 90s, they wouldn't let the women even be in the same state at the same time, right? And so I think I met her once, you know, like in passing, and she was there today, and she still does stand up. It's not like, I don't think her full-time income, but she was really, really funny. She still is funny. She's really funny in the memorial, and you should check her out. She lives, I think, in Orange County now.
Jill Turnbow.
Jill underscore Turnbow, T-U-R-N-B-O-W. And
it'll be in the notes.
I remember Gary Bynum of Laughs, of the Laughs
Tucson
Empire. Yes. And Albuquerque and Oklahoma City and Colorado Springs at one time. This guy had a mini empire. But he was just saying how great she was. And I'm like, well, can I work with her? Now.
Right. You know, Gary Bynum once accidentally, I think it was one of the last times, not the last time, but one of the last times I worked at Tucson, he came to me and he said, I have inadvertently booked a woman MC and a woman feature.
Do oh my you care? God.
And I said, I do not care. That sounds lovely. And it was. And for the first time ever in my career, somebody came up to me afterwards and said, I really like that bit you did about Chicago. And I said, that was the feature, which is something that happens to white men all the time.
True.
And it doesn't happen to ladies because they're always just one of us.
That has happened to me before where I'm like,
yeah.
I think that's the black male headliners bit. And I have no idea why you thought I was doing that. But their heads are so jumbled when they come out of a show, right? They don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they are. They're on. I did do last night, second show, there was a group of elderly handicapped people who came to see me.
Okay.
It's my fan base. It is two people in those carts that you drive that look like the Harkonnen solution. That's a Dune joke. And then there is a woman in with a cane and a man who was blind. using a stick. And I always have the thing because I have a blind joke now again. Okay. I haven't had a blind joke in 30 odd years.
Becky, it's been too long. Thank God you're back.
I'm back. Blind jokes are back. And here's, and so I did it in front of him and he came up to me after the show and he said how much he liked it. he felt seen. Hey, you guys. Nothing? All right.
Oh, sorry. I missed it.
I made a sarcastic rim shot sound and I stand by it.
You stand by it. Good for you. You're both wrong.
I drifted off into thinking about the guy, I told the story before, who I thought was drunk and was heckling me. This is very early in my career when I couldn't tell the difference and I didn't know I should wait a little bit before assuming somebody who'd had a stroke was drunk.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Did you batter him?
I don't remember. This is I'm very early in my career and I won't do the voice, but I did. Listen, I matured as an artist and I know I will not do the voice. The words that were very garbled that I heard, I had a stroke because I was in a car accident.
Oh my gosh.
And I just remember, mostly remember the feeling after I figured out the words and the audience figured out the words. And I was the one who forced them to laugh at a stroke victim. And so they blamed me and rightfully so.
Rightfully so. Maria does this line. I don't know if it's in the last special or if it's going to be in the new one, but it was about how she thought this woman was heckling her in Salt Lake City. And it was a woman who was actually experiencing multiple sclerosis. And she did not realize that until she had yelled a stock, shut the fuck up line. And she tells the story on stage. Here's the other thing is, so I have this big chunk about guns and fighting and all these things. And I told the story of when I punched the heckler when I was 19. Uh-huh. And I didn't have to say all of the things that we said to each other. I just said, I punched him. He stood up and said gay slurs at me. And then I said gay slurs to him because they seemed to affect him. He seemed to be disappointed about gay people. And then we were both kicked out of the bar. And we did not end up dating because it wasn't a romantic comedy.
So that was an Andy? Okay.
That was not Andy. It was Steve Marmel was on stage. And one of the nicest things Steve Marmel ever did for me was he tried to get that heckler guy to pay attention to him. He said, "I'm up here now. You heckle me."
I did the Fable last week. Yeah. It was really fun.
That's fun.
Liz Blanc has a really funny joke that I guess is brand new, but I was like, oh, that's so fucking good. It's about owning a gun. That's all I'm going to tell you. No, very funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great show.
That's great. It's I don't have my gun stuff is the first night I forgot to do the whole gun chunk. And so I got to 45 minutes and the light came, you know, because they'll light me at 45 just so I know that I've done it. Uh-huh. And then I usually do another 10 or 15. Uh-huh. And I was like, wait, why am I about to do my three dick jokes? I went to the vault. Uh-huh. I weirdly enough did the genocide bit. So, and
you know what? It might be the right time to bring that back.
Right. I was so glad when I recorded it because it is emotionally draining to do the genocide bit, as you can imagine.
Right.
Even though it is funny, it is also, you know, and an Armenian guy came up to me after the show and he was like, "I'm Armenian. I love the genocide bit." And I was like, all right.
It is weird how some jokes are like, oh, this takes a lot of work. Like you have,
the way you say things, the way you have to inhabit the stage so you don't lose people because some words are tricky, even though it's got a lot of punchlines. Some jokes are so easy to tell, you barely have to open your eyes to tell them. And other jokes, you have to like be moving and it's exhausting right. some bits, you know?
Right. You just have to put all of your empathy out into the, you know, what about, hey, what's his face? Podcast guy who realized that,
oh my God,
that Donald Trump may not be his dream book.
Andrew Schultz.
That's it. I posted this thing and I was like, hey, I didn't like that guy when I was shown a clip of his hack. Like his first crime against humanity was his stand-up comedy. And it's not
Jackie,
for me.
If I got yeah. angry every time I saw comedy that I didn't care for, I wouldn't be able to exist in this world. I feel like I've just, you know what? I'm in a pool. It's going to, the water just goes by me. Okay. And I try to not think too hard about that stuff because I can't control it.
Well,
or
it's
I can't
ideal.
Control people's love of it as well. That's, I guess, the worst part.
Oh, is that the worst part? Because what I try to do is to not care about what other people are doing on stage. Mm-hmm. But when there's this sort of self-realization and him just wanting to be congratulated for finally realizing that he's supporting a horrible fascist Nazi, and I'm not going to... That's what I come... I mean, and... Uh-huh. And his stand up is, you know, I try to be pretty forgiving when I'm in the rooms, right? And by that I mean I leave. like I don't yell
Here's
from the audience.
I'm going to deal with your material. I'm not watching it, and then I won't have to know you do it.
right. I don't. It was like that guy Tim Dillon came into the stand one night, uh-huh. and I didn't. Know him, and we must have met because he said hi and I said hi back, and uh-huh. I couldn't remember who he was. I had a vague feeling that I wasn't a huge fan, and then uh-huh. he went up right before me and was just making fun of trans high school girls, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna need a punchline, buddy, if this is gonna be the low-hanging fruit that you've decided to, you know, you're gonna hold down a toddler and slap it.
Well, and you know, Jackie, just,
yeah.
mm-hmm. I decided a couple years ago that any critique of comedy will be of offstage behavior.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, are you a rapist? Okay. Well, I don't care how funny you are. You're a fucking piece of shit. Are you a hack who doesn't rape? Okay. You know, all right. So you're not a great writer. You're also not a great raper. Good.
Right. But that's that Adam guy. He was a terrible raper. And he didn't have a good line when he was raping. He said, "You should I'm a comedian, you're a waitress. You should be happy I like you." Remember that fuck?
I don't know that guy, but I've heard of it.
I don't know him either. All I know is it would happen in Minneapolis, so I heard the
right.
and it happened so quick.
You didn't use the last name, so we can't be sued.
Right, and I don't. I won't ever.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to give him the pub. I just want to tell the terrible rape line. and I don't want him to get better at any of it. I'd like him, I wish him the best of luck. I hope he sobers up and gets his shit together. Anyway,
well, here's my point, is that whatever someone does on stage is a stand-up, that's their thing, they connect, whatever. If the audience, they found an audience, good for you. But when someone's on a podcast, that's not stand up. This is not stand up comedy.
Nope.
Podcasts are not stand up comedy. And so when you have a podcast and you invite Donald Trump on your podcast, and you know there are pictures of him with Epstein, and there are plenty of reports, there are plenty of testimony, plenty of women who were girls at the time saying he did this, he did that XYZ. There's plenty of it, and you don't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
How can you be? Did you not know? Did no one? That's what I'm finding out in one of my viral tweets with the blue check maniacs replying. I thought everyone knew that Trump was very closely linked to Jeffrey Epstein, mm-hmm. and that the MAGA was just like, well, we don't care. We love him anyway. We don't care. Turns out since he's saying I'm not going to release anything or there's no files or stop asking about it, it's turned out a lot of them think he wasn't linked to Epstein. Like, they think he was an undercover agent who was going to blow the lid off all the Democratic pedophiles. And now they're upset. It's like, apparently they're not getting any of the same news that we're getting. Any of it.
No.
So they're in shock right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was a guy who responded because there are quotas for the jackbooted thug ICE guys, right? Mm-hmm. Quotas and there are bonuses and that they were given when they were hired that they may have to return if they don't meet those quotas. And some guy said, that's not true. How can you say that that's not true? And I was like, it is true. How do you not know that that's true? And he's like, well, there's no sources and all this stuff. And so I then posted 6 links underneath this guy, mm-hmm. and from various things, like mm-hmm. from Newsweek, from The Guardian, from USA Today. I mean, it was like, it was all different and local newspapers,
right.
And then .gov, like ICE on their gov page. They were like, bonuses offered,
wow.
quotas need to be met, and crickets, silence from this guy. And I was like, oh, so you cannot be told the truth and have any sense of, you know, what, you know,
right.
you can't respond to any of it. So I did like the MC, he didn't do any political stuff at all.
Uh-huh.
That's not true. He mentioned Osama bin Laden like twice. And he was 28.
My favorite presidential candidate of all time.
The guy was like, he had to be like mid to late 20s, maybe.
Right.
And I kept listening to the bit going, where is this going? Is this just a fun thing to mention? Maybe. And but the feature. The audience was confused. They didn't know why he was mentioning bin Laden. I wanted everyone to at least acknowledge, because I think that the audience gets some catharsis out of us going, I'm so glad you're here. I have a joke about cars. Let's tell that joke. You will enjoy. I also have some political material because I'm alive. But there's no need, uh-huh. you know, we can also talk about my dad, you know? I mean, it could be the whole spectrum. Hey, let's do another break.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Walking About is the podcast about walking. It's a walkumentary series where I, Alan McLeod, and a fun, friendly guest go for a walkabout. You'll learn about interesting people and places and have the kind of conversations you can only have on foot. We've got guests like Lauren Lapkus.
I figured something out about this map, like how to read it.
Betsy Sodaro.
I had no clue. That's awesome and nuts.
John Gabris.
This is like great first date for like broke 20-something, you know?
And more. Check out Walking About with Alan McLeod on Maximum Fun.
I have hit a wall again. So what do you got?
So I think sorry. You shorted out during your Osama bin Laden joke critique. I'm going to be honest.
You're not wrong.
She needs
it
to
might
reboot.
Have been back.
Let's see. I was at Chatterbox last Sunday. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
Came and left pretty quick because I have to wake up so early tomorrow morning, and I still have to watch some stuff after this and pick up my son. Oh, I'm already starting the week off with 5 hours of sleep, if I'm lucky.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is hard. But,
The memorial was really good. No, I will say that.
Good.
Like, the pictures.
It fucking blows. Let me tell you that Becky Pettigo, everyone should go look up all of Becky Pettigo.
There's not a lot of her online too, because I was listening to stuff on the way over. It's, you know, yeah. her, she has a Comedy Central half hour that's behind the Paramount Plus paywall. So if you
were right.
already paying for it, you got it. And then she has like one clip on Apple Music, you know, from JFL. So she doesn't have a lot up there, which is a bummer. She was so funny and sarcastic and silly at the same and smart right. too.
Right.
But
it's just a great comic.
There was a lot of, you know, someone put together like a video package, right? A lot of pictures and stuff. And the pictures of her child. Here's the thing. Like, I was thinking, you know, I love meeting new comics, Jackie. I love young comics. Yeah. But I every once in a while, I want someone who has the same kind of class picture I had growing up in the early 70s, right? We're all standing right. in little rows, right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Even though hers was from Texas, I was like, that's exactly my class picture. I love it. And all the pictures right. were, you know, when we were kids, the cameras sucked. So they're always a little blurry and, you know, that
little grainy.
They look yep. remotely nothing like how pictures look now. And it's just nice to see someone else with those pictures, you know, and go.
Oh, like little classroom pictures where like there's four rows of yeah, 8-year-olds or whatever.
But I'll just yeah. like the candid pictures. Although, of course, I wasn't in any of them because I didn't know Becky. But right. when we were children, they looked exactly like my candid pictures. And I'm sure yours, right. family pictures, yeah. right? It's just like, yeah, yeah. oh, yeah. And there is a very small fraternity of us, female comics, who started in the late 80s. And I think that was a next generation of comics. And even though we all came from different parts of the country, we have very similar experiences starting under that boomer wave, the wave of those comics, and we're starting under it.
After
you know?
Them, yeah.
And mm-hmm. I don't know, it's, there were other comedians that were there and, you know, Jill Turnbow and stuff like that and Paige yeah. Hurwitz who put it together. And it was just nice to go, yeah, there's a little crew of us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad Paige did that. That's awesome. I'm disappointed, but I landed at like 8 a.m., but we have spent the day essentially cleaning and.
Yeah, you're getting ready to go. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But was it an afternoon thing?
Yeah, it was like 2 to maybe 4 or something like that.
Okay.
4:30. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I am sorry to have missed it because was any of her family there?
No. You know, she didn't tell anyone she was sick.
Right.
Not her family, not anybody.
Oh, my God.
Until she had asked one of her friends to sell her car for her. And her family had to fly from Texas to get her. She couldn't even, and they brought her back to Texas and she immediately went into hospice and then died within a week, I believe. It just, I think that was like, I don't know. That made me just feel
so
like
quick.
With women too, it's a lot of, I don't want to, you know, cause any fuss. I don't want, you know, and that's like almost the ultimate expression of that, where you would go through that process the last couple months by yourself in your apartment.
Right. Right.
Not to cause a fuss.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening who has that personality, the people that she loved that wanted to help her would have loved to have helped her and would right. have loved to been called upon. And yes. I just hope if you
it's
are
really
a person
hard to accept help. So, but make the effort.
It's hard yeah. for people to realize how easy it would have been for them to help you if they'd known. And yeah. they live with that sort of that pain as well, you know?
Right.
Like there's,
right.
If anyone out there is listening and you're like that, don't let people help you at your end, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys don't know this, but Lori Kilmartin, just a big mush. So did you, I, okay. So I found out that my Horcrux album is not on Pandora, nor, I don't know if Circus People is, but I know Horcrux isn't. So okay. I pinged Stand Up Records, to talk to the distribution people and, I've not heard back. It's been a week, a little over a week. And I'm like, hey, I'm losing at least $11 here. There has to be,
you know, yes, my Cis Woke Grief Sled is not on Pandora as well. And I said, I told Bruce, who's talking to Comedy Dynamics about it, like, it's not money, but it gets people listening to us and being aware of our comedy.
Right.
Like if they have a channel or something, you know, if they listen to our channel.
People came out too because I did the ads.
On Pandora Amp. I got to do that ad for Vegas.
I can't tell you how many times you've written down, I got to do those Amp ads. Like Hold it's on. Almost every other episode.
Look at this.
Vegas.
Amp.
You got to do a Vegas Amp ad.
Ad. We'll do it tomorrow.
Pandora. That's it. And I also figured out, I found the video of how to do a Facebook ad on my desktop. And I did an ad for Ann Arbor. And I don't know if it worked, but I spent, I figured out how to tag, how to do the ad again, a Facebook ad using an Instagram reel that did well. So.
Oh, can you send me that link so I can look at it?
Yeah, sure. Okay. If you want. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put it on my to watch list and I'll get right on it.
Please do. Looking forward to this week, this month, seeing the Thursday Murder Club coming out on Netflix. Mm. Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan, Ben Kingsley, and somebody else famous. Netflix murder mystery show. Okay. And I went and saw Superman. Not to state the obvious, but I don't think that the right wing understands what the definition of woke is. It's they've co-opted it from the black community, and they don't. Because in this case, if they think that Superman is woke, they've just defined it as kindness, and as opposed to an unawareness versus an awakening.
Yeah.
Of some injustices or some things that are going on in life. To be woke is to awaken to some information and some empathy and stuff.
Yeah.
But Superman was adorable.
Super good.
Yeah. It was, it wasn't his origin story. It was just a story of a supervillain and him fighting that supervillain. And, I like that we didn't have to watch him get bit by a spider again. I was psyched about that.
It's a tall, goofy boyfriend propaganda of the highest order, and everyone should see it.
Jackie, are you living that? I got bit by a spider this week.
You did. Are you Spider-Man?
I'm not.
Are you Laurie Spider-Man?
It was just Burbank a regular Spider-Man. Toxin. My son saw the 12:45 a.m. Showing of Spider-Man and then went back at 9:45 a.m. for 8 hours later.
Yeah.
I think the because he's 18 in between. Yeah.
Yes.
He's a proud AMC Stubbs member.
Oh, that's right.
That's what he was doing at the mall all day today. That's why I'm going to pick him up pretty soon.
We bought the popcorn. It was a Superman popcorn bucket.
Oh, really?
It had to be $10.
Oh, my God.
And they had a Galactus one for when the Fantastic Four comes out.
Yeah.
And it's like the size of, it's too big. And he's like, he sent it to his buddy Lee, who's a bigger Fantastic Four and Galactus fan than we are. And Lee was like, I can't get it. It'll cause a divorce. But it makes me think that Andy thinks that he's going to get it. And I'm like, and put it where? There is nowhere to put it. We bought a Murphy bed and we put it together last week before I left. And as it was delivered in 6 different boxes.
Oh, my God.
I kept saying, oh, that's right. I meant to hire someone to put this together.
And that's going to grow in Chris's old room?
Yeah, it's in Chris's old room. And he was like, no, this will be fun. We'll put it together and it'll a sense of accomplishment. And I said, that's right. I meant to hire someone to take my part of putting this together. it was like 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours.
Jackie, you've accomplished much. I don't think you need an extra sense of accomplishment by putting furniture together.
No, I don't. I don't get my self-esteem from putting together furniture. And then we also got a new, because one of the younger comics, her grandmother took Chris's bed because it does that. It rises up and does the headboard and stuff. And it also has a blue running light underneath it. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. And but so she took that for her mom. And so that's why we got the Murphy bed for the guest room. And then Andy's buddy Lee, they took her chair, that big giant chair that would could catapult you. Mm-hmm. And we bought a new couch.
Cool.
I remember we have small furniture.
When I got rid of my mom's chair, the catapult chair, I was like, this is nice. Should I get rid of it? But I was like, yeah. And then the guy who bought it from me, like, I sold it for like $100, you know, $450 new. Good deal.
Oh my God. Chris spent $4,000 on both the bed and the chair.
Holy shit. I think I got
they were the fanciest
chair. But his mother had just moved in with them and was suffering from something. And I'm like, oh, this is just
tough. That'll be perfect.
When you're Gen X right now, Gen X, you are just getting hit hard with parent stuff right now at a time when nursing homes are even less affordable. And I don't know. It's so tough right now, you know?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
But not for us. We killed ours, but everybody else.
Right. Oh, my God. And Andy also, he got insulation put in all around the house. Mm-hmm. So they shoot it in. Do you remember that episode of The Simpsons where Homer buys a car from the mob and it's got speed holes in it and they're bullet holes? That's what our house looks like. It looks like our house has speed holes. So
it'll be cooler and hotter when you want it to be cooler and hotter. Jackie, let me tell you, that update is exactly for the 59 second mark that we're at right now. Oh, we just tipped over into 59:03. Go tell me more about the board games. Wow. That does sound fun. Yeah. And it's in Germany, you said? Oh, all right. Oh, I see. Who has ever said that? Just Andy. And Larry Bird. Bye. Happy birthday to us.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.